And from fiction thrillers to film, time now for our weekly digest of what critics are saying about the new movie releases. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
First up, we have Samuel L. Jackson starring in the real-life sports drama Coach Carter, about an inspirational high school basketball coach who puts academics over winning games.
What you achieved is that ever elusive victory within.
While the nation's critics seem split on the movie itself, most praise Samuel Jackson's fiery performance. Variety calls him magnetic, and Newsday says he's first-rate and that the film is an eminently palatable drama. But the Arizona Republic warns the movie's message, life is more than just sports, is delivered with the delicacy of a piano dropped from a fifth-floor window. And the Los Angeles Times says this is another in a long series of super teacher movies, noting if you've spent a week with CBS's primetime lineup, you've heard this tune a million times. Next, we have the children's film Racing Stripes, a babe-like movie that mixes live actors with talking animals. The family comedy tells the story of a young zebra who dreams of becoming a racehorse. Dustin Hoffman, Whoopi Goldberg, and David Spade are just a few who lend their voices to the Barnyard Gang.
Question time. What exactly are you?
Yeah. Good question.
I don't know.
Okay, we can rule out genius.
Most of the critics think kids will love it, and in general say, come on, it's about a racing, talking zebra. Lighten up. It's no classic, but its heart is in the right place, says the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The Arizona Republic calls it cheerful and the visual effects impressive, and the Chicago Tribune shouts, Racing Stripes' message comes across loud and clear without being preachy or treacly. The voice work is top-notch, and the zebra's beautiful. And finally, we have Jennifer Garner starring in Elektra. No, not the classic Greek tragedy by Sophocles, but the Marvel comic book super chick who kicks butt wearing tight red leather. Man, if only Sophocles had thought of using tight red leather, maybe his play wouldn't have closed out of town.
Guess it's all true. The red outfit, the knives. So what happens now? You just kill me.
That's not that bad.
For all you Garner fans out there, sorry, the nation's critics are calling this a tragedy, with some of the worst reviews in this young new year. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says the story is as thin and simple as they come and full of genre cliches, and many of the reviews mention how scantily clad the lead actress is. Comic book franchise or a Victoria's Secret commercial, wonders the LA Weekly, and the New York Times complains Elektra is the, quote, latest Hollywood movie to give comic books a bad name. Garner dons fetish wear the color of blood before laying waste to every man in sight. Unquote. Date movie? Probably not.
Slate's Summary Judgment by Mark Jordan Ligon, a writer living in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day from NPR News.